Tonight is really a very special night because we are blessed to have our own father in town. You know, this is a man that, you know, okay, it's okay. I don't talk much. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
But before anything, we have our own brothers and sisters from Sacramento. Come on, let's put our hands together for, oh, please stand to your feet and let's see you, Reverend Henry and the... Oh, wow. Look at them. Look at them. Come on. Put your hands together for them. Wow. What a blessing. You are always welcome to the Church of the Bay Area. Amen. Lighthouse Chapel International. Amen. It is the Church of the Bay Area. Amen. And you are welcome to be part of this wonderful family. Actually, you are already part already. Amen. Oh, I said amen. But this is the time we've all been waiting for. I said, this is the time we've all been waiting for. Amen. Tonight is just the first night. I don't know what the Lord really has for us, but I believe that a lot of things are going to really, what? Happen. Amen. Because a father is in town. Hallelujah. And the father has come to spend some time with his children. Amen. So, let me tell you, especially for when? Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, it is the father and what? Son and daughter's what? Time. Hallelujah. And so please, just relax. And I know that God has something for you. Amen. Oh, I said amen. Amen. Apostle Joel is our main founder and everything, especially here in the way, U.S. of A. Hallelujah. And I mean, I think in 2010, in July, he moved from where? Chicago, and then came all the way to the way? The Bay Area to come and start this church. Hallelujah. He started this church and left us here alone last year when? July. Hallelujah. But since when? I mean, how do you call it? Since that time and now, we haven't seen him before. But by the grace of God, he's here to come and preach to us. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. I cannot wait. Amen. Oh, I said I cannot wait for what the Lord really has for us. And I believe that you also cannot wait. Please, why don't you stand to your feet as we welcome our own Father to come and minister unto us. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Oh, come on.
Wow. Wow. Wow, what a blessing to be here tonight. Wow. It's good to see you. It's a real blessing to see all of you tonight. I'm excited. I'm really excited to be here. I'm trying to control myself. So I'm trying to be of good behavior tonight. Hallelujah. But I think that it's beautiful to see what the Lord is doing here. You know, if I know, if I knew that God would make it this beautiful, I would have left a long time ago. Hallelujah. This is amazing what God has done. And I think there are greater things God is going to do. Hallelujah. I see many beautiful people, many new faces. And by the way, I brought lots of maternity dresses for all of you because I was wondering what gift can I bring to these people? And I put two and two based on the reports. I thought that what you mostly have in common is a need for maternity dresses. So I've brought a lot of them. I'm going to be sharing them after church. Amen. But it is exciting to see what the Lord is doing. Amen. And I thank God for Reverend Henry, who now has a mohawk. It's just too fantastic. So when he came to fetch me, I saw that he had a mohawk. I took a photo of it, and then I sent it to my wife. And she said, "Ish! Great things are happening." Hallelujah. And God bless all of you who have been supporting this great man of God. I believe he's a great man. Amen. He's a great man. And God is going to use him mightily in this area. And every time I speak to him, I tell him, this is going to be the main church in the Bay Area. Hallelujah. And I'm not surprised that he says it's the church of the Bay Area. Yes, and all of you must confess it. You must believe it. That God is making you into the main church in the Bay Area. Time is going to come, every other Christian would belong to this church. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because God has put a light here. And this light will give light to many people in this area. And through this church, many lives will be changed. Many people will never again be the same. Hallelujah. So keep pressing on. Keep believing. Because God is up to something. Amen. Tell somebody, God is up to something. All right. Amen. And God bless you all, Akwesi, Harry, and all of you who sit on the front row. Amen. Amen. And sometimes when I look at your photos and I see everybody who used to be at the back moving forward, and I just get amazed. Hallelujah. The other day I saw a photo. I saw Michael at the back. He was wearing his suspenders and standing here. I said, hey, it is fantastic. God is great. Amen. God is great. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. And thank you for this beautiful church you have given us. Thank you for all the wonderful people who make up this amazing congregation. And thank you for the great work you're doing here. We know that there are greater things ahead. There are great things yet to happen and great things we're yet to see. If we follow on to know you, we will see great things. You will open our eyes to behold wondrous things while we walk with you. We pray tonight and tomorrow and the next day that, Lord, you will visit us and minister to us. We pray for a great flow of the Holy Spirit. We pray for direction. We pray for a great anointing on this service. May we never leave the same. Whoever we are, wherever we are coming from, whatever our circumstance, we pray, Lord, that each one of us, through the word of God, will receive encouragement, will receive strengthening, and will be empowered and anointed by God to continue serving you and doing exploits for you. We thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time. And you may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. And I am going to be sharing with you tonight for a short time. And we'll continue tomorrow and the next day by the grace of God. Amen. Wow. See, I saw Clementine singing. I thought, wow, why did the Lord keep some of these beautiful things from me? Hallelujah. But it's a great thing. Amen. All right. So this year, we've been talking about a year of serving the Lord, isn't it? because it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And everywhere I've been this year, there's only one thing that the Lord has laid on my heart, and which is to encourage you and to share with you that indeed it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Serving God is a great thing, and it is not to be taken for granted. Hallelujah. One day, a time is coming in your life when you will find that the most important thing you have done with your life really is serving God. Hallelujah. A day is coming in your life where so many other things that you have done will not be able to stand up for you. And the only thing that you will have going for you is that you did serve the Lord with your life. Hallelujah. And it is so important that we get hold of this truth. Hallelujah. Because this one truth of serving the Lord will unlock and release so many blessings into your life. It will bring you into many things that you otherwise would not come into if you do not take serving the Lord seriously. Can I have an amen? Amen. So go with me to Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18. You know, I'm just going to encourage you in this verse that you know already, but let's read it. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18. It says, "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked." Hallelujah. It says, "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Hallelujah. Well, if it's here, I might as well just straighten it so I can see it. Pastor Henry, how do you work this? See, you have a very fancy church, you know. It's powerful. Amen. Amen. It says, "Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Hallelujah. Amen. Now, according to the scripture, there is a difference between someone who serves God and someone who doesn't serve God. Now, God knows the difference. He's just saying that it's your turn to know the difference. He's looking and waiting and saying that a day is coming when you're going to see the difference very, very clearly. Hallelujah. He says you will return and discern between the righteous and the wicked. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think really there's a difference between a righteous person and a wicked person? Do you think there's a difference between a righteous person and a wicked person? How many think there's a difference between a righteous person and a wicked person? Okay, some are not sure. It's not a trick question. I don't have any tricks. I'm just asking you, if I pointed out two people to you and I said, this one is righteous, this one is wicked, would you expect there to be a difference between the two? How much difference would you think exists between a righteous man and a wicked man? Show me with your hand, like this, like that, or like that. Just show me. Everybody just show me. How much difference would you, all the way. Show me. Stand up at the back. Yes. Stand up and show me. How much difference did you say? All the way. Wow. So you expect that there is that much difference between a righteous person and a wicked person. Is that true? Are you honestly telling me there's a big difference between a righteous man? Well, God is saying that the difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not is similar to the difference between a righteous person and a wicked man. Yeah. He says that when you see someone who serves God and you see another person who does not serve God, there is as much difference between them as you would expect to find between someone you call wicked and another person you call righteous. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the thing is that sometimes the difference is not obvious. And because the difference is not obvious immediately, we assume that the two are the same. Because when sometimes you look at a person and you suspect that they are wicked. But a lot of people who look like they are wicked are actually not wicked. Do you see what I'm saying? Sometimes people look scary. Isn't it true? Sometimes you're in the parking lot and as you're walking towards your car, you see another person walking towards you or near your car. Then you walk past your car and you pretend this is not my car. Because when you look at the person's looks, I mean his hair, his jeans, and if his jacket has a hood, forget it. Yeah. So there are some people who will never get into their car if there's anybody with a hooded jacket around. No way. Yeah. You see ladies just holding their purses tightly as certain people come around because you think that by their looks, this must be a wicked person. But God is saying that sometimes the difference is not so obvious between a wicked and a righteous person. And so in the case of him that serveth God and him that serveth it not, him not, sometimes you need discernment to be able to pick it up. He said that a time is going to come when you will see the difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. They may start looking the same. They may go on for a while looking the same or similar. But God says there's a difference. Hallelujah. There is a difference. Many times, many things that are very different from each other start out looking the same for a while. They look like they are the same, and they continue looking like they are the same. But when it matters, the difference does show up. And there is a difference between a person who serves God and a person who does not serve the Lord. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
I want to encourage you guys in this church to take serving the Lord seriously and to continue serving the Lord, because in time the difference will show. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. The difference will show. You know, I think a good example sometimes is when you look at two babies. Look at two babies that have been born. And you cannot tell the difference between a baby boy and a baby girl. You see, sometimes some baby boys have a lot of hair. Very nice hair. And then you would expect that the baby boys or the baby girls will be the ones that have the hair and the baby boys will be bald. But sometimes it's the opposite. Do you see what I'm saying? As the baby is lying there, you take a casual look at the two babies and they look alike. They look like there isn't any real difference between the two. Even when they start growing up, you cannot easily tell often the difference between the two children. But there's a difference. There is a difference that will start showing with time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, there was a time when my kids, even recently I was looking at some video. I came across a video and I was just looking at it and the video didn't show the faces. You could just hear voices and I couldn't tell whose voice was which. You see, I couldn't tell whose voice was which because all three of them sounded like they had the same voice. You see, but there was a difference. And as time went along, now when you enter the house, you are not confused at all. You know which voice belongs to who. Because one of them, he kind of roars now. When they are talking in their room, you can feel the vibration in the wall. Hallelujah. So there was a difference all along, but it didn't start out like that. There was a time when they all sounded alike, when they all seemed to go through the same things. And when you look at people who serve God and people who do not serve Him, sometimes when you judge even by the experiences they go through, you may easily conclude that there is no point in serving the Lord. Because sometimes people who serve the Lord and people who do not serve the Lord have common experiences. They share sometimes even tragedies, unpleasant experiences. When you've been a pastor long enough, you begin to see that the difference is not even in the experiences that people have. Because you come to see Christians who serve the Lord who are divorced, and you see those who do not serve the Lord who are divorced. Sometimes you see people who do not serve the Lord, their children die. Then you see those who serve the Lord, their children also die. Sometimes you see people who do not serve the Lord have a miscarriage. Then you see those who serve the Lord also experiencing similar things. Sometimes those who serve the Lord lose their job. They go to work and they are told, today when you go home, don't come back. Like somebody told me one day. And then you see people who do not serve the Lord also going to work and losing their job. So when you look at it on the surface, it starts to make you feel that perhaps there really isn't any big difference or any significant difference. That what is the point in serving the Lord? But I want you to know tonight that God is saying, if you can see a difference between a wicked person and a righteous person, then make no mistake about it. There is that much of a difference between a person who serves Him and a person who does not serve Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Says there is as big a difference between people who serve God, or between righteous people and wicked people, as exists between those who serve God and those who do not serve God. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't go by the apparent similarity and by the common experiences. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't go by that. You stay on course. If God says there's a difference, you better believe there's a difference. Hallelujah. If God says there's a difference between you who serves Him and another one who doesn't, you better believe that there is a difference between one who serves God and one who doesn't. Hallelujah. See, my favorite illustration of this verse is a story you find in Matthew chapter 7. So go with me to Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus was talking about people who hear the word and do it, and those who hear the word and do not do it. Hallelujah. So go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Is my message making sense to you tonight? Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And let's start reading from verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, as you can see, the Bible is saying that two people were exposed to the same thing, isn't it? He says, anyone who hears the sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Then in verse 24, it says, anyone who hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. So, for example, when two people are sitting in the church and hearing the sayings or the word of God, it would seem like there is no difference even in what they do with it. Do you see? Because this example Jesus gave, he says two people or two groups of people were exposed to the word of God. And he says there's one group that does what they hear. Then there is another group that does not do what they hear. Do you understand? And then the two groups look alike for a while. So those who hear the word and don't do it, at a certain point, seem to have a similar life and seem to have a similar circumstance as those who hear the word of God and don't do it. Are you getting what I'm saying? So at a point, you even begin to wonder, what is the point in hearing the word of God and doing it? Because you and the one who doesn't do it seem to have the same life. Are you getting the picture? Then if you start to look at the experiences, look at verse 25. In verse 25, we are reading about the life of the one who hears the word of God and does it. And the Bible says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Can you see that? Now, this is the one who goes to church. This is the one who's hearing the word of God and obeying the word of God. And yet it seems obeying the word of God does not exclude that person from having certain terrible experiences. I'm sure there are some of you who have wondered sometimes that how come they said that if I obey the word, and if I live right, and if I do this and do that, then I'm going to experience the blessings of God. Now I have obeyed the word. I've tried to live by the word. I've tried to do my best. And what I'm experiencing is anything but the blessings of God. How many have had questions like that before? Yeah. Yeah. Me too. But I thought they said that if you obey the word of God, then God is going to bless you. Do you understand? But now I have obeyed the word of God, and what I'm experiencing, he said the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and they beat upon the house. And when you continue, when you continue and you go to the next verse, verse 26, you look at the life, the one who heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, he shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house. So if I'm going to be a foolish man or someone who does not do what he hears, and have the same experiences as the one who does what they hear, then what is the point? Are you understanding what I'm saying? And that is where many of us are often, because we start to wonder, what is the point? And it is a lure that causes many Christians to begin to backslide. It makes many Christians to begin to compromise. It makes many Christians make terrible choices, unfortunate choices, because they are concluding way too early. Do you understand? But when you look at the scripture, you see right from the beginning, the Bible calls one of them a wise man and calls the other one foolish. That your wisdom or your folly is not determined by what experiences you are going through. Can you not see how the wise man is able to build a house and the foolish man is also able to build a house? But it doesn't change his name. God says you are foolish. Are you getting what I'm saying? When God says you are foolish, it doesn't matter how long you continue to look like a wise man. A day is coming when your folly will be exposed. Are you understanding the word of God? A day is, you see, one of the very difficult things to do is to hide your wisdom. It's very difficult to pretend to be wise. But the Bible says there is a season where the foolish man's life looks very similar to the wise man's life. And when you look at the two lives, you may think that there is no difference, that there is no point. In vain have I served the Lord. I've made sacrifices in vain. I sang in the choir in vain. I went to the choir practice in vain. I drove from Sacramento to Oakland in vain. Do you understand? And I drove back in vain. I joined the children's ministry in vain. People's children wee-weed on me for nothing. People's children jumping around me, pulling my necklace, pulling my earrings. You know, what came out of all of this? You are concluding too early. You are concluding too early. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You are concluding too early. I have watched as babies grow and as young people grow. When I was a kid, my voice was similar to my sister's voice for a long time. For a long time. My mother would ask, "Who is there?" Then we would answer, "It's me." Then the next question would come, "You who?" Because you couldn't tell the difference. But there was a difference. Are you getting what I'm saying? There was a difference. And that difference had a season to show up. Hallelujah. See, when you see these little boys, is that, where's the little boy? Where's Simon? Is Simon in church tonight? But bring Simon, let me borrow him. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's a difference. When you watch the little children grow, they look alike. When you watch them growing, you watch them developing, they look alike. But that difference does not, that similarity does not continue forever. Hallelujah. It doesn't continue forever. I mean, when you look at Simon's face and you look at Michelle's face, bring Michelle too, while you're trying to bring Simon. Bring Michelle. Simon, come. Just come and get a microphone. Does he still like microphones? Okay, here. He doesn't believe it. Come. Oh, was he sleeping? Okay. Yeah. Sam, where's Michelle? Is Michelle coming? Yes. Oh, is that Michelle? This is Isabel. Okay, bring Isabel. right? Look at Simon. And then look at Isabel. Do you know that the difference between Simon's hair and Isabel's hair is because they made one look like this? Do you know that? That if we start to give Simon's hair the same treatment as this one, very soon it will look like that. You know that. Now look at their faces. Can you see how smooth Simon's face is? Can you see it? Yeah? And can you see how smooth Isabel's face is? See, now if you were to go by the faces, you will say these two are the same. But programmed into this face are certain hairs. You see, you cannot even see it. You cannot even imagine it exists. That on this face, there is a mustache. Can you picture a mustache? Can you see side B's? There are side burns on this face. And a beard. Yeah. It exists.
But you were crying a short while ago.
Simon, come.
Well, yeah.
He wants to make a fast one before they take him back. How many can understand what I'm sharing with you? Can you understand what I'm saying? That there is a difference. Look at his face, so smooth. Just like her face, so smooth. But it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time that the difference that God has programmed into this face. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
In time, the difference is going to show.
Amen.
I said there is a difference, and that difference is going to show. You are not going to look the same as someone who doesn't serve God forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's going to show the time you have spent in the church, the sacrifices you make on Sunday morning, the time you give of your best, the time you make sacrifices. Some of you make sacrifices because you serve the Lord. It's not easy for you to attend meetings. It's not easy for you to join a ministry. It's not easy for you to be who you have become for the work of God to be what it is. But I want to encourage you to continue. Because God says there is a difference. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God says there is a difference. There is a difference. As much as there is a difference between, you see, he says, he that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not. That sounds like the other one. It says, serveth him not. He said there's a difference between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. And right now we can see that there's a difference between the one that doeth them and the one that doeth them not. Can you see that? And he says, the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house. Then finally, it's time for the difference to show. And the difference again is it fell. And the other one, it says it fell not. There is a big difference. I have been a Christian for some time. And I've come to see that in time, the difference starts to show. They look the same for a season. Sometimes the marriages of people who serve God and people who do not serve God look alike. Even sometimes, people who do not serve God, sometimes their marriage seems to look better than the marriages of people who serve God. But I want to encourage you not to be deceived by that difference. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't be deceived by the looks of those who do not serve God. Because God says, if it continues long enough, you will start to see the difference. Hallelujah. You see people shouting at each other, people climbing different things, throwing different things at different people. You know, one time one brother was telling me, he said when he woke up in the middle of the night or so, he saw a knife by his bedside. Hey! His wife had gone to bed with a knife. Christian sister. Hallelujah. Christian sister had come to bed with a knife right there by the bedside. So he asked his wife in the morning, that, how did this knife get here? She said, I brought it. Hallelujah. Because you would wonder, do unbelievers do that? But you are seeing it in a Christian home. And when we continue to see some of these troubles, it makes us feel like there is no difference. But there is a difference. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
There is a difference. There is a difference. I tell you, when the rains came upon the white, the man who was doing the work, when the rains came and he was looking outside and hoping that the rains were not only on his house, to his surprise, the rain was also on the house of the one who didn't do it. So he was wondering, he's suffering, I'm suffering, what's the difference? Then he thought maybe only the rain will come to his house. Then he saw the winds coming. The winds came to the other man's house. Then he thought, well, because I go to church, the winds won't come here. To his surprise, the winds came after the other man's house. They came to his house also. He said, what is the difference? Then the winds blew and the floods also came. And he was wondering, maybe the floods are for the other guy's house. And then as he continued to stay there, he saw that the floods had come to his house also. So he said, what is the difference? But it wasn't over yet. It wasn't over yet. I want you to know that the difference will show.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight my message is very simple. The difference will show. That God says it's not a waste of your time. It's not a waste of your life. It's not a waste of your money. It's not a waste of your efforts. Your contribution to God's work and to God's house is never going to be a waste of your time. Just keep working. Just keep going on. Just keep continuing. Because in time, the difference will show. Hallelujah. The difference will show. The investment into God's work, the investment of your time into God's work, into things that pertain to God, is only a matter of time. God says the difference will show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The difference will show. And I see it happening in your life. In the name of Jesus. I don't know what difficulties you have in your life. I don't know what challenges you have in your life. I don't know what makes you feel like you look exactly the same as someone who doesn't serve God. I don't know what the basis for comparison is. But I'm sure that everybody here has some basis for, as long as the question has occurred to you before. Because I tell you, it's also occurred to me before. Well, I wondered, but these people, they don't serve the Lord. And they seem to be happier than those of us who serve the Lord. Sometimes unbelievers look very happy. People who don't serve the Lord look very, very happy sometimes. They look like they're having a great time. And you look like you are so miserable that every little thing that you could that could make you happy has been withheld from you. And you start to wonder, is there any point to all of this? And that's the junction at which many people backslide. And sometimes when people turn away from God at that point, then they find themselves piercing themselves through with choices that bring much more sorrow. Are you getting what I'm saying? I've seen many Christians who fall back and they end up piercing themselves with much more sorrow because they said, in vain have we served the Lord. But you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake because there is a difference. God is going to come through for you. I said, God is going to come through for you. Where it really matters, God is going to come through for you. When these two people were hearing the word of God and one was doing it and the other was not doing it, it looked like the one who was doing it was wasting his time. It looked like he was because he said he's like the one who built his house on a rock. If you're going to build your house on a rock, it's a much more difficult thing to do than to build your house on sand. Do you see? Yeah. And the other person looked like he was saving some time. He looked like he was saving some money. He looked like he was taking, you know, the smart way out. And he looked like he was wise at the time. A lot of foolish people look wise. Yeah. A lot of foolish ways look like the wise way. Sometimes you compare yourself to your colleagues and you see that one. She's disobeying the word of God, but she seems to be getting ahead. It looks like things are happening faster for them. It's just the way it looks for now. It's just the way it looks for now. God says, let it continue. Let it continue. Let it continue. And the difference will show. Hallelujah. So tell your neighbor tonight, the difference will show. Tell your neighbor, let's keep serving God. The difference will show. Let's keep serving. Let's keep loving. The difference will show. Hallelujah. I see God bringing that difference. Hallelujah. It's going to show. It will show in your marriage. It will show in your character. It will show in your children. It will show. Hallelujah. It will show as you serve the Lord with your household. You know, one day Joshua was telling some people, he said, I don't know if this serving God is a problem for you. You just do what you want to do. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. Read it. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. It says, Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. Okay. He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because Joshua was frustrated. And the people were trying to make it look like serving God has no particular benefits. And they were trying to make it look like it's a waste of everybody's time. It's a waste of everyone's effort to be driving up and down the roads, up and down the freeways, going and coming back late at night, and so many things. And the people were complaining and complaining and complaining all the time. So at this point, he got fed up and he said, listen, if it looks like a bad thing to you to serve the Lord, you choose who you want to serve. But as for me and my house, I'm continuing to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes the people who pull us back are our friends. You see, when you're serving the Lord and you're doing it in a community, Do you see? It can be helpful sometimes, but you see, that the thing is that sometimes we forget that we are individuals. That God may give you a friend, but at the end of the day, you are an individual. And just because she's not doing it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Or just because she's doing it doesn't mean you should also do it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And so these people, at a certain point, they make Joshua feel like you are probably going, exerting yourself and putting in too much. Too much. And so out of his frustration, Joshua said, listen, I don't know about you. I'm going to think about myself now. I'm going to think about myself. Some of us have followed our friends and we have become weaker Christians than we could have been. Because they tell us, I'm not going, will you go? When someone wants to find out whether you are going to a meeting or not, and they begin by telling you what they are not going to do, you are sort of, you feel trapped and you feel kind of compelled to give a negative answer to. I'm not going. Will you go? Yeah. It starts to sound like majority of us are not going. You are the odd one. Are you going? Hallelujah. It's like a lot of us are not doing it. Why do you want to do it? Or all of us are doing this. Why are you the only one who doesn't want to do it? And because we don't want to be the odd one out, we often yield and succumb to that kind of pressure, and we become what we did not plan to become. Hallelujah. But learn to stand on your own, like Joshua. Joshua says, well, if going to church seems so evil to you, that's up to you. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Joshua said, if joining a ministry in the church seems so evil to you, well, that's up to you. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If going to that place seems too far for you, well, that is up to you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, as for me and anyone I influence, anyone who listens to me, anyone I control, anyone within the sphere of my influence, he said, if it's too much for you, as for me and anyone that I have any influence over, we will continue to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. In the end, Joshua was proved right. And I know that in the end, God will prove you right. Hallelujah. In the end, God will prove you right. It will be clear to everybody that you chose and made the right choice. It will be clear to everyone that you were the wise man. Hallelujah. It was only after the floods that we found who was wise and who was foolish. Until the floods came, even foolish was called smart. When foolish was finding the easier way to build his house, he was called smart. And wise was called foolish, because he seemed to be taking his time to put more into what he was doing. I can imagine as he was climbing the rocks and trying to set his house up there, people down there were looking at him and just wondering. I'm sure you can imagine that some people would have laughed at Noah when he was building an ark. When Noah got out and started to put wood together to build an ark, I'm sure you can imagine that some people would find Noah funny, and some even thought he was crazy. I can imagine how some news reporters came and came to him and asked him, which forecast are you going by? How can you make your own forecast? Because when we look in the forecast, we can't see any rain. We can see scattered showers and scattered thunderstorms. But we cannot see the kind of rain you are talking about. And if you it's going to rain. Big deal. I mean, what rain is requiring an ark? Why do we have to build an ark on dry land? I mean, Noah, listen, if you want to be a shipbuilder, you want to start a shipbuilding business, you see, say it clearly. Hallelujah. But in God, the majority is not always right. In God, the majority is not always right. In God, often the minority is right. The Bible says there is a road that leads to death, and many there be that find it. Then it says there is a road that leads to life, and few there be that find it. So if you just go look at the roads and you go by how many people are on the road, you get it wrong. Right will look wrong. And wrong will look right. Hallelujah. You have made the right choice to serve the Lord. Amen. You have made the right choice to serve the Lord. Amen. And I came here to encourage you tonight to stay on that road. I came here to encourage you tonight not to back off that choice. But that you should stay on that road. And be determined that as for you and everyone around you whom you influence, you will continue to serve the Lord. And God will cause that difference to show in time. Hallelujah. As we go along, God will cause that difference to show. It will be clear to everyone that there is a big difference. One day people will look at you and wish they had your life. People will ask you, I'm sure by the time the floods were finished, the foolish man was wondering, can I perch in your house overnight? Please, can I spend the night here? I'm sure that a day is coming when people who have laughed at you as you have served the Lord, people who have called you a fool, will now come back to you and say, excuse me, please. Can you help me out here? People who mocked at you, people who said you are wasting your time, people who wondered, are you sure you're doing the right thing? They're going to come back and look at you and wonder, you know, is there a way you can help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? Because at that point, the difference will begin to show. Tell your neighbor there's a big difference. It may not be obvious now, but the difference is there. Ask your neighbor, do you remember Simon's beard? If you see Simon's father's face, you know that there's a big difference. You will not be deceived by Isabel's smooth face at all. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Serve the Lord and continue with gladness because there's a big difference. Amen. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close tonight. We're going to continue tomorrow because I want to share some powerful things with you tomorrow. Hallelujah. So just begin to pray tonight and thank God for the opportunity to serve Him and say, Lord, I thank you. There is a big difference. And I can see with the eye of faith, I can see that there's a big difference. I may not feel it. It may not be clear in my circumstances. There are some of you here tonight, you are wondering and have wondered, is it worth it at all? Is it worth it? Some have wondered, as people have made choices, you begin to wonder, because they say you are a fool, you are wasting your time. You are holier than thou. You are more righteous than everyone. They say you think you are more righteous than anyone else. And it makes you sometimes want to give up. Makes you sometimes want to give up. Because they are laughing at you. But God is saying to you tonight, you didn't make the wrong choice. You are not wasting your time. Just continue.
Just continue. Just continue. Just continue. Just continue. Because there's a big difference. And that difference will show. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
To continue, oh God.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Everybody just pray. Pray and say, Lord, strengthen me to hold on for a long time until that difference begins to show. In the day that that difference begins to show, it will be so easy to hold on. But until we get to that place, until we get to that place, need the Lord to encourage you, the Lord to help you, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We are done in the name of Jesus. May we not give up.
Thank you, Jesus.
May we stay on track, oh God. May we stay on track, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us the strength, oh God. Give us the strength, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God.
Thank you,
help
Lord
us, oh God. Strengthen us, Lord. Strengthen us,
thank
oh God.
You, Lord.
When we are going weak, oh God.
Thank you,
help us, God. Help
thank
us, oh God.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.